USA Radio News.
Today on Twitter, President Trump slammed former White House aide Omarosa Manigault-Newman as vicious but not smart after she released newly recorded secret audio of a private conversation she had with the president. Congressman Peter King said all these attacks by Omarosa were news to him.
She was getting all the talking points out, and she was taking over meetings. Then I would see her at the White House. She'd be walking in the Oval Office and very friendly with everyone and totally dedicated to the president. I mean, she was consumed by her support for Donald Trump. So this is all really out of nowhere.
Today, the FBI fired Agent Peter Strzok, whose anti-Donald Trump text messages prompted sharp criticism of the FBI and led to congressional hearings. Tom Fitton is the president of Judicial Watch. He says this move should have been made a long time ago.
Well, it's long overdue, and it's a body blow to the Mueller investigation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stealth? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
A New Mexico sheriff is defending his actions last week regarding rescuing some kids at a compound. USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent has more on the story.
The owners of the New Mexico compound where many children were found living in filthy conditions said they told the authorities well before they were discovered. Jerry Hogreff, Taos County Sheriff, on why the police didn't immediately search the property.
We would not have valid right to be there, and therefore the fruits of the unlawful tree would have come into play, and we would have lost anything that we could have possibly been able to criminally charge.
Four adults were arrested while the body of a boy was discovered on the property. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
According to a Gallup poll released today, Democrats have a more positive view of socialism than they do capitalism. 57% of Democrats polled by Gallup say they have a favorable view of socialism. Meanwhile, just 47% of Democrats in the poll have positive feelings about capitalism. Meanwhile, 71% of Republicans say they prefer capitalism. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The FBI has found the remains of Richard Russell in the wreckage of the Horizon airline plane that he crashed Friday night after stealing it from the Seattle-Tacoma airport. Russell flew the plane for about an hour and was communicating with air traffic control during the entire trip.
Have you been to the Olympics? These guys are gorgeous. Holy smokes.
I just kind of want to do a couple maneuvers to see what it can do before I put it down.
Russell also explains why he didn't need help flying the plane.
I played video games before, so I know what I'm doing a little bit. I know how to put the landing gear down.
Russell also made it sound like this was a suicide mission from the get-go.
I wouldn't know how to land it. I wasn't really planning on landing it.
He did also show some remorse during the incident.
I got a lot of people that care about me, and it's going to disappoint them to hear that I did this. I would like to apologize to each and every one of them. Just a broken guy. Got a few screws loose, I guess. Never really knew it until now.
Jeff Price is an aviation expert. He explains how this could even take place.
When they're changing flights, it's a chaotic time. Flight crews might be swapping out. So it could be very easy for somebody to, with an airline employee badge, to slip in unnoticed.
Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.